ID number 106. The second step is to determine the specifications of the pre-approved MET conditions. This includes wind speed and direction, stability class, temperature, humidity, and weather forecasts. It also identifies if the wind direction and speed shift during the exercise. The third step is to format the MET data in the form that conditions are observed by the response organization. This includes the event scene, digital readouts in emergency response facilities, and associated computer programs. The form and format to display MET data to event scene responders, players, is the most difficult. The responders, players, may need constant reinforcement and visual aids, such as a wind direction arrow with the wind speed printed on it, or a large fan with streamers pointed in the correct direction. The final step is to develop control messages that implement changes in the MET conditions during the conduct of the exercise.